can read the same Bible reading in Creole as well.
Okay, if we can begin with a prayer for the hearing of God's word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for inspiring all scripture by the Holy Spirit. Help us by your Spirit so to hear your holy word, that we may be equipped for every good work through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This morning's reading is taken from John 7. We're reading verses 1, 2, and 3. And then we're dropping down to verses 37, 38, and 39. So John 7. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders were there looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of the tabernacles was near, Jesus' brother said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea so that your disciples there may see the works that you do." And then resuming at verse 37. On the last and the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were late to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
And now the same reading in Creole, picking up from chapter 7, verse 1. Bambai na. Jesus and him working men, all about bingo everywhere along Galilee. And they no more been wandi go along Judea, to me dead lot boss when Jewish ceremony men there, been want to kill him, Jesus dead. Well, when him been gula jap time, blang a abam that Jewish ceremony gulum hampi, dead lot briar blang Jesus been come and lang him, and they been talk. What for you all day jing about ear, lang a Dijan country? If you want to make him everybody sabi who you, well, you can't blind him yourself here. You gotta go away from this place, and you gotta go along Judea. Domeji, you all day dumbat, all kind clever balloting. And you go and show myself along everybody there along Judea. Willijim all dead lot people who been all day brurumbat, you bazdam, gotta look, you dumbat, dead lot clever balloting. Then 37 to 39. Bambai na, lange de last what special one. They belong at that ceremony. Jesus been joined up there, long at that ceremony place, and he made talk long at all the people at Bala. All you more people here, jiran thirsty Bala belong at God inside, long you mob heart. You mob gotta come and long at me and drink him that special one water, do me ji long at Old Testament him talk. If anybody believe long at me, well, that water where give it life, gotta boil up from inside long at him. Well, when Jesus been talk like a jat, him been talk belonging that Holy Spirit where God all day give it long all the people who believe long Jesus. But that time now when Jesus been talk, God no more been joined him with that Holy Spirit. Yet long a dead lot people who been believe long Jesus, do me you no more been taken back. Jesus long a talk. Talk belonging Jidan there. High balagaram, that probably shiny one light.
Hello again. Coming here, I've been wanting to come here for a very long time. And once again, I'll say, Ngai nindana bangara, when I say bangara, this ground that I'm standing, I'm really happy to meet the Bobonet Church family. Yeah, about 8 years ago, I came here to the CMS Conference Center. The conference, yeah, that weather was still the same. Still the same. Yeah. But I enjoyed it, especially meeting up with a lot of brother and sister from everywhere, from all over. I've seen a lot of God people, God-loving people. Yeah, it was really a good Pinji. But coming here, Bobonet Church is my dream, came true. Now you get to see the person who did this. Let us think. Yeah. I love sharing this story because it's a story that people love living in tents back home. And yeah, we'll be listening story, a tent story. And this whole world, there are a lot of people, millions and millions of people are thirsty, no matter where you come from, big or small. They are the missing out family. And this was this message to me, it's about time, special time. A time. This whole world runs by time. If you want to go to your shopping center, you got to go the right time. If you want to hurry, you got to get there before you missed out on time. If you run, this highway has its own time. You got to stop traffic light. You want to catch the plane, go through the gate, it has a time. Everything, even us running by time. And this time was a really special time for Jesus. His disciple told Jesus, you got to go to Jerusalem because we're in around Jerusalem in this time, this message. Jesus was a really wanted man, wanted person because they wanted to kill him. Yeah. But he said something really special. Jesus proclaimed something so big. And, yeah, are you thirsty? He said. That's why past is really important. History are really important. And God, people really did that. They had a lot of ceremony to remember their past. A lot of ceremony in the past, lots and lots. Actually, we don't talk about all of them, but today the story is in one of those times, one of those past ceremony, like they were thinking back to their ancestor, thinking way back. Especially in the desert. And Jesus, in this time, will be saying something really pretty similar to what he said to the woman at the water all. The woman at the well? He said something a bit similar on that. Yeah, that woman at the well. But this time, it's not in a little town. In Samaria, it's right in the middle with all the people listening. Big and small people. I wish I would have been there. Hearing from a great person asking. Yeah, a lot of people listening. And he's been ready to say something really incredible. That's why this whole message all begins with God. God, with God. That promise, that covenant, this was one of the great and perfect time. Time was really special now, God. Jesus had to wait for God's time, not his own time. And the greatest time is coming here. It's God's time. I'm really happy. That's why to this festival, I mean, really great and perfect time. You see, there's never been a time before God, and there's never will be a time after God. God will always be perfect on time, because he's that designer of all time. Yeah, there's only one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Trinity, Christian call that Trinity. Yeah, I just want to say, I didn't really go up to high school. My reading and writing wasn't great, wasn't good, but studying and meeting up with Christian brother and sister, I don't know, God helped those people to help me study and learn theology, and just learning from the Bible, my reading and writing started improving, and I thank God that I'm up here talking about Jesus. Yeah, Jesus proclaimed something so great, and he's no ordinary person. He's no ordinary person like us. Him, the only real God. And this entire book from Genesis, him about God. Him, the creator. He created things, and create, it means you make something out of nothing. And only God can make something from nothing. And we can imagine this earth at no shape. It was empty until God started working. Special way, really special one. Yeah, and also this message reminded me from John chapter 4, where Jesus offered that woman that at that well, that water that gives him, give it life. And he did not mean physical water. Even talking about that gift that even refer was God's spirit, a special one. And that water that give it life in that Holy Spirit. Sometimes our body need water to stay alive, to stay fresh. Really important, that image of God. And our spirit, we need that Holy Spirit also to stay alive and refreshing. He's like a fountain in us, like a fountain, beautiful fountain. That Holy Spirit, him supply us with everything that we need in our daily life. That we need to live as Christian every day. And we know in the beginning, the earth was formless, no anything, Benjiran, nothing, just water and the Holy Spirit. We know Jesus been walk on water. We know Jesus been turning water into wine. We know Jesus even tell the wind and wave, but listen, and Jiran quiet. And they did. We know that Jesus healed a lame man by the pool. Really special one. And now Jesus is asking people to drink from him. Really wonderful, really special one. That's why I love listening stories from this one. That's why this festival of shelter, I mean, one of that most important festival. And these people, it wasn't just a festival on them. This festival was so real. It was real, really one. And how I see this in all about time, because Jesus said to his disciple, "I must go, because I'm not going there until my Father say it's the right time for me to go." Because he knew he was a wanted man, They wanted to arrest him. Yeah, but in one of the three most important festivals of that life, Passover, Pentecost, that festival of shelter, beautiful thing. Like we know, Jesus did many miracles. John the Baptist baptized people with water. That was good, really good. But he said it himself, the one that is coming will baptize you with fire, Holy Spirit. Wonderful how. That's why we know Jesus healed a lame man by that pool, pouring water. Like water was a ceremony long time ago. Priests always draw water from that pool of Siloam in this time, that is festival. They used to grab water from that pool of Siloam with that golden jar and take it up to the temple, and they always lead that procession to the temple where they pour water on that altar to signify that promise. What people, some people say it's a biblical promise that for that time of like restoration, for that good thing will be happening, when everything will be all right. Like that rivers of living water always flow from the temple. That was that promise, and it was supported by every word that God gave to his people long time ago. He gave them, and he's been following them, watching them. Every step, every move, God was all the way with his people. Yeah, the living water always flow everywhere. He's been protecting and looking after what he told them to do from that very start. And when we read that last day, Jesus stood up and he said, "Come and drink from me." You see, his disciples, they had their own time. They told Jesus. Jesus told them, "You must go, because you can go on a festival like this, because you belong to this earth. You can go on a festival anytime you want, because it's your time." But Jesus said, "I'm not going. I know I'm a wanted man, but I want to be there on the right time, where everybody there, everybody." Really wonderful. And when you read that last day of that festival from Ezekiel 47, you know, like Ezekiel 47, I mean about that river or water that was flowing from the temple. And we know from Zechariah about water flowing from Jerusalem. Like Zechariah is the only passage in the Bible addressing that word tabernacle. Zechariah is the last book from that Old Testament. After Zechariah, you have New Testament. Jesus was power praising from that scripture as water was flowing from literally inside, from the belly of a person. That's how they see the temple. You see, this Mother Earth, the people long time ago, they saw this earth as Mother Earth. And they call that, we call it Yululuma, Mother Earth. Yululuma is in the center of that belly of every human. They call it navel, navel. And that's how they see this Mother Earth. That's why they took this special water and put it on that temple so that good thing can happen tomorrow. Like good thing can happen. Water, they prayed for rain, they prayed for crops so their food can ripe. And this was like million people from all over country came to this particular festival from everywhere, set up a tent. The streets of Jerusalem were covered with tents. There were no room to book a hotel or anywhere or live in a family home, but just live in a tent. Yeah, I mean, special time. And Jesus was there at that time. That book from that Old Testament after Zechariah, we know New Testament. Jesus was paraphrasing from that scripture as water was flowing from inside, from the belly of a person. That's how they see the temple, those people. People think or thought that temple was that belly right in the center of our soul, of our belly. If you pour water, there's that blessing comes. But this is where Jesus said to those people, stop, no more. I'm the living water. You come to me, I'll give you something. Because whatever Jesus gives and whatever comes in you that Jesus gives him, so beautiful and wonderful, the way it comes out of you. Wonderful. I love sharing this message because when people always leave the tent, and I know there are a lot of many people thirsty. That says represent that belly. Every time they pour that water, that blessing him come on. But this is where Jesus has been telling them to stop. It is finished. You see, that is what they taught. That was their tradition. That belly from within them, that Jewish tradition. Like, no, Jerusalem people call that like a navel, na, Jeruluma, navel. It's that our belly button, navel. That's why they always go there and pour water. To them, it was this one, Binji. Pouring water in it for rain. This earth, that valley of this earth, this is that wording in refer to that promise where that water flowing from Jerusalem, but Jesus was referring to the Spirit of God. Wonderful thing that he did. Like Jesus referred to that Spirit rather than that literal water where they always pour to the temple. But today we know that God doesn't live in a building. He lives in the temple of that human heart. He lives in people. That is why this rabbi had to stand up and said he wanted to get that attention to everybody. Listen, a rabbi usually sits and talks. But this one was so important because he wanted the people right at the back to listen that Jesus wants them to take this beautiful gift from God. We know that now God chose to live in people's life, human heart. He lives in people, and we are the temple, special temple. That festival of tabernacle was really important. Always remember, like this particular festival, people from all over country always set up that tent, temporary tent, that street of Jerusalem and filled with tents. There were no need, no room, nothing. But it's a wonderful thing that was happening, the time of Jesus. And it's all about time, special time. And I thank God, because they did a lot of providing these people. That street of Jerusalem been filled with tents. There were no room to stay. That people of God, they remembered the way God been provided the way for them. While they were wandering around that desert country, they prayed for rain by harvest season, water offering, food offering. They prayed for everything. Winter season for their crop so they can have food. Family there, you know, millions of thirsty people out there around the world in our community. They need to know about this water. This festival was real to these people and it can also be real to us. That's Jesus gives something really good. That's whatever Jesus giving you, him so beautiful, him like that living water that goes in and out of you. And what does comes out of you, him really beautiful, that when you drink of God. Jesus said, come and drink from me. And remember Paul, that good missionary, Paul. Paul been say, it is not that physical temple where God glory chose to live. He said, I chose you. He chose to live with us, in us, and the gift of the Holy Spirit will come out of you. And what comes out of you when God gives is love, joy, fruit of patience, fruit of kindness, fruit of generosity, fruit of faithfulness, fruit of gentleness, and fruit of self-control. And that's the kind of water that Spirit gives. That's what comes out of us. And we want that water to move to every community. I want this message to travel in my community, reach the next community. I want that water, that Spirit to give that fruit, kind of fruit that God gives. Yeah, and I'm really happy to be here once again. I'm really good, Pinji, standing here. Coming here was my dream come true. Yeah, but it's really good, this festival of shelter, that people prayed for rain so that their crops would grow. They also prayed about resurrection of the dead people. And on the last day, that priest been pour out water and wine in the temple. This was a costume, so people would be thinking already about water and also about new life. Good thing happening. In many passages in the Old Testament, there are reference to that blessing that Messiah him give it. Jesus invited people to come to him if they were thirsty in their spirit, and only he could provide that kind of satisfaction for their spiritual thirst. Only him, only Jesus, spiritual thirst. That's why Jesus used the words that water that give life mean eternal life. And now this passage, that word referred to the Holy Spirit now. You know, God's message him always be right. When we accept the Holy Spirit, him brings eternal life. When we believe in Jesus, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit him comes and lives in us, that we have all that resource that we need to do God's work. The Holy Spirit is like a fountain that flows always in our heart, in our spirit. Jesus was speaking before his death and resurrection, telling them people in this festival. And a really wonderful thing. Afterwards, we know that he will return to heaven to sit at the right hand side of that Father God. That's why this was when he received that full glory. The Holy Spirit has always existed here on our world, living among us, within us. Really wonderful thing. We know that in return heaven, full of glory, the Holy Spirit, like that Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in God, even as that Father and that Son are God. There are no three God, only one Bala. There's only one God, the Holy Spirit, was present, got him that Daddy God, Ngapat God, La Heaven, is that only one Father, that Son. God created this world, and the Holy Spirit has always been working in our world, and is still working today in our world and in the life of people. After Jesus been returned heaven, that power of the Holy Spirit became available to every Christian, everybody, no matter what a tribe, what a color, everybody, available in every Christian. Jesus, then we know that the Holy Spirit came Pentecost day. That's when Jesus was already back in his community, in his home, heaven. One day we'll be there too. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Let me close in prayer. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the gift of time and calling us at specific times to meet with you today, and for giving your Son that special time to come to us. And we thank you, as we've heard from our brother, that your Son invites us to come to him, knowing we are all thirsty and knowing that he offers us what the world cannot give. And so help us, nourish us, meet our thirst with your living water and cause it to well up and bear all kinds of fruit in the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray this message would resound from us and our lives across our communities and into your world for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Can I
just
say something?
Yeah.
I want to say, hello. I want to say thank you again. And I'm really happy to be here. I was praying last night. I said, Lord, you got to help me. There are a lot of my families will be there. And for the first time, I'll be at Bobinet Chat. I don't want to talk in language or anything. Help me to give them a message where all of us can understand. Because I speak four different languages, but I grew up in Creole. But I still speak my language, the language that I grew up from. And I'm really happy, and really happy. I hope one day I'll be back here again with other Christian brother and sister. I'm bringing them here. But going back, I'll be taking all of yours in my heart. You'll be in my heart. I'll be going back with you, back to Minyeri. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, in response to hearing God's word, please stand as you're able.